Welcome as MSR Classics presents the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble. For the next half hour, we'll hear an overview of their brand new CD, Flourishes, Tales, and Symphonies, music for brass and organ, through not only the words of the group's founder, but one of the musicians involved in this new recording for MSR Classics. The Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble is the brainchild of its founder and artistic director, Rodney Holmes, who has spent many years developing and perfecting a dream of his.
It was actually a midlife crisis that started when I heard a National Public Radio interview with Chuck Dallenbach of the Canadian Brass, and I went and borrowed a tuba and started up in the University of Chicago Wind Ensemble. In 1992, formed a brass quintet made up of students and faculty at the University of Chicago. We did recitals, did small programs. In 2006, we were resident at a large church in the western suburbs of Chicago and did a joint recital with the organist there. We did some things together, and that changed everything. Since 2006, we have been a brass and organ ensemble. The gargoyles come from all the gargoyles which are hanging off the buildings at the University of Chicago.
However, the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble wouldn't be what it is today without a fine complement of musicians. And as Rodney Holmes states, he didn't have far to look. What kind of talent pool is available for you? Do you utilize musicians from Chicago? I know that looking over the school systems in the Midwest when I was in Minneapolis, that there are a lot of very, very professional young musicians from that upper Midwest area. Or do you import people from places like New York City?
You're right about the talent pool in Chicago. What a wonderful place to be. We have in Chicago, four graduate programs in music at the universities and conservatory here in Chicago. So for a number of years, I've trolled the master's students who are just getting their degrees and practicing and working on auditions for major symphonies and populating my group with those fine players.
One of those players was Amy Krueger, who is now in New Orleans playing fourth horn with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra.
Well, Rodney and I had done a gig together playing extra with the DuPage Symphony, and then I ran into him at Orchestra Hall not too long later, and he wanted to take me to lunch and talk to me about this group that he had because their horn player was leaving. And so we went out to lunch and he talked to me about it and it sounded like a really great thing. So I joined up.
That talent pool of fine musicians doesn't just apply to brass players. It also applies to organists as well.
The University of Chicago has two fine organists. And throughout the suburbs, master's and doctorate level trained organists. So it's been a matter of finding these highly talented people who were fascinated by the kind of music that we do and wanted to put on that kind of program.
One of the essential pieces of a professional organist's repertoire is the Saint-Saëns Symphony No. 3, popularly known as the Organ Symphony. An arrangement of two movements of that symphony is a big part of this new MSR CD.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about these arrangements, and all of these are familiar works that people have loved over the years. How did you deal with the sound of these arrangements?
The first of the three was the Saint-Saëns, where Craig Garner of Dorm 40 Music had already published an arrangement of the Maestoso part of the final movement. I thought that it needed more. So Craig and I talked about adding some sections to the Maestoso. And once you've done that, you know, that Adagio movement can't do without that. So we commissioned an expansion of the famous Maestoso from scratch, a commission of the Adagio. Amy Krueger is the horn soloist in this arrangement of the Adagio.
I think that the arrangement that we have is pretty true to the original, and I think it's one of the most beautiful solos in the horn repertoire, even though in the actual symphony it's with trombone and clarinet.
The reason why Craig and other arrangers like us so much is that, first, we don't stick our fingers in the pie. They come up with their best shot. They send it to us, we evaluate it, maybe even make a rough recording and send it back. And it turns out to be an interactive process where I'm giving them an awful lot of freedom.
One of the important aspects of this MSR Classics release, Flourishes, Tales and Symphonies, Music for Brass and Organ by the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble, is its accessibility to listeners of all persuasions. From its opening composition, Carlisle Sharp's Flourishes, to its final work, Peter Meechan's Velvet Blue. Rodney Holmes explains how Sharp's Flourishes came to be on the album.
Carlisle Sharp is a professor of composition at Drury University who had won composition competitions for the American Guild of Organists. Flourishes he had written for the installation of a new president at Drury, and there were actually a number of YouTubes of Flourishes. We were entering a brass competition, and we wanted to include timpani, so we commissioned him to reset it, including timpani.
Thank you. Flourishes by Carlisle Sharp, performed on their new MSR Classic CD, Flourishes, Tales, and Symphonies by the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble. And we're speaking with the group's founder and artistic director, Rodney Holmes. Holmes and the ensemble next turn to William White, a composer who also serves as interim conductor of the Metropolitan Youth Orchestra, headquartered in Portland, Oregon. Rodney Holmes had some specific instructions to this young composer.
Well, I want this thing to sound like it was written in the 21st century. That is, that we have been through the innovations of the 20th century, but I want people to come back. At the time, Pluto was just being demoted from a planet to a dwarf planet. Will turned over in his eyes, brass, Holst. I think that I'll write something on the dwarf planets. You'll hear some modern sounds and some absolutely brilliant things, such as the god of discord. You hear discord is very discordant. It's just full of delightful gestures. And when we're swimming madly to avoid the sharks, there's no doubt that the swimmer's life is on the line in Maki Maki.
Excerpts from The Dwarf Planets by William White, performed on a new MSR classic CD, Flourishes, Tales, and Symphonies. Music for Brass and Organ by the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble. British composer Peter Meechan is also featured on the new CD, with a new piece commissioned for the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble called Velvet Blue. Rodney says when he commissioned Meechan for the work, he told the composer he wanted something unique.
Can I get you to write something for brass quintet and rock organ? Well, that was exactly what he wanted to do. He wrote this wonderful Velvet Blue, which any rock or jazz aficionado would absolutely love. When it came time to record it, we were practicing it with our pipe organ, and we felt that it actually had more power, it actually had more funk when played on a pipe organ than on a Hammond B3 or even a large modern keyboard. So we added a drum set, we did it on pipe organ, and Velvet Blue has become one of the very favorite pieces of concert artists and people who listen to our music.
Thank you.
excerpt from Velvet Blue by Peter Meechan. It can be heard in its entirety on the new MSR CD by the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble entitled Flourishes, Tales, and Symphonies, Music for Brass and Organ. Canadian composer David Marlatt is also represented on this new MSR CD.
We had done some of his transcriptions, most notably the Handel Organ Concerto Opus 4 number 6 for brass and organ. And David and I met at a brass conference, and he had this new piece coming out called Earthscape. He had conceived that he wanted to do a series of pieces, Earthscape, Landscape, Seascape. And Earthscape had been done for, I believe, wind band or orchestra. He rewrote that for us as a brass and organ piece. And oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Earthscape by David Marlatt, performed by the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble from their new MSR Classic CD, Flourishes, Tales, and Symphonies, Music for Brass and Organ. I asked founder and artistic director Rodney Holmes what's been the reaction to the new CD.
We've gotten three kinds of feedback. People who have heard it have been excited about it, that it was a fresh sound. They didn't know that brass and organ did that kind of thing. It has been reviewed twice with very thrilling comments. And each of the composers has absolutely been blown away.
Horn player Amy Krueger was astonished at how well the recording turned out.
I was still really young and starting out my whole professional kind of career at that point. So I don't think I really appreciated it for what it was until I was gone. And then I really missed it. And especially after hearing that CD, you know, I don't think I ever really gave them the credit that I should have. And I never realized how good of a group it really is. So I'm really proud to have been a part of it.
What's next for the Gargoyles?
We are probably going to be posting downloads on our website, and as those come to a critical mass of CD on a theme, make those available. We've also got up our sleeve a series of high definition recordings that the high def crowd will hear even more of the organ rumble and the brilliant overtones through high-definition digital download.
You've been listening to MSR Classics, presenting the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble in their new CD, Flourishes, Tales, and Symphonies, Music for Brass and Organ. MSR is an independent record label committed to a culture of musical excellence and discovery. More information is available about today's guests and hundreds of other artists and other recordings at our website, msrcd.com. This program was produced by Pete Stover. The executive producer is Robert LaPorta. I'm your host, Keith Peters.